General Motors started manufacturing trucks in Dayton in 1951. 57 years later, GM closed its Moraine assembly plant, and over 2,000 people lost their jobs, including Debbie Bradley of Fairborn.
In the beginning, when I hired on GM, I thought I had a job for life. My mom worked at GM for 30 years and retired. My stepdad also. Grandpa was a retired factory worker in International in Springfield. When you got jobs like that, you had jobs for life and you were set.
But after 13 years at GM, Debbie Bradley started hearing rumors. GM was struggling. The plant might close. Bradley wanted to have a plan B, so she took a placement test at Sinclair Community College. In the spring of 2008, before GM announced that they would close the plant, they wanted to reduce the size of the workforce. They offered workers like Bradley a cash buyout. They made the offer twice, and the second time, Bradley took the money.
I signed the papers to take the buyout a week before they announced that they were closing the plant. I remember you had 7 days to change your mind. And day seven came. My husband and I was like, okay, this is it. And we both held strong that this was the right decision. And it was the very next day that they made the announcement that they were closing the plant. So I was like, well, I guess it was the right decision. I continued to work until that July shutdown. It was a very difficult walk out of that building, knowing that the majority of those people I would never see again. It was a good job, and I enjoyed it, and it gave us a good living for several years. But my heart had always been in the healthcare field. At that point, I had already registered for Sinclair to start working toward a nursing degree. It was surreal. Just a few months ago, I was a factory worker, and now I was a college student. My daughter was about 13, 12 or 13 when I first started school, and there was a lot of sacrifices. Her horseback riding lessons, her karate lessons, we had to stop that, anything. You know, there's been no vacations. And of course, last year, my dad got sick, and he actually was recovering, and then we lost him without warning. My first reaction was I needed to drop. You know, when he got sick, I needed to drop to help take care of him. And, you know, and there I had a few teary moments where I didn't think I was going to make it, but I did finish Sinclair with a 3.2 GPA, which I thought was very good considering I'm almost 40 and I hadn't been in school for 20 years. So I've challenged my daughter now to beat my GPA. I've worked at the hospital now for 3 years as a PCT, a patient care technician, which is a nurse aide. And now I have a new role as an RN. My pay as a nurse is excellent. In fact, I just got my first paycheck today, and it almost mirrored what I made at GM. And I know that there'll be opportunities to, you know, even increase that. It was nice for the first time in, you know, 3 to 4 years. I went to the grocery today and didn't really worry about what I was spending. And that was a great feeling. You know, when I worked at GM, I did a job, and I loved the people that I work with, but it was a job. And I didn't really feel like I had a huge sense of accomplishment or that I accomplished much. You know, it was a job. But working in the hospital, even as a nurse aide, as a PCT, when I went home at the end of the day, I feel like I had done something. I had made an improvement in people's lives. And that is something I never got in 13 years at GM. And I really, truly believe I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, that I was meant to do this.